Welcome back to the deep, dark, cold stretches of space where no one can hear you cry foul about your D6 dice rolls. This is Cosmic Crits Alien TTRPG playthrough. This is your game mother, Patrick, here, and I'm joined by the former crew of the USCSS Montero, Drew Jabert, Tyler, Miles, and Rebecca. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, Patrick. Yeah.
Tyler's here now.
Oh my gosh.
How are you, Tyler?
Oh, I jettisoned myself in a cryopod from a ship, and you guys picked me up. I appreciate it. I'm having some chest pain, but I'm not worried about that.
Well, it was last night. You weren't able to play with us over CritterCon, but your character. It's so funny that this adventure that we're playing, Chariots of the Gods, plural, both plural, has five PCs in it. It's like tailor made for us to play, and we've spent years like avoiding doing the alien RPG, even though I like the system and the alien universe is just one of my favorite, like, of all time.
I'm a huge fan. I mean, I think it was like every 6 months I would send a message in Discord and be like,
should we play this? Should we be playing this right now?
Should we take a look? I think we should take a look.
And as soon as you went out of town, we were like, yeah, we should really play that, you know?
Yeah. that was my fault, though. I really shot myself in the foot there.
To be fair, yeah, we didn't know specifically what we would be doing for CritterCon until, you know, like, 2 or 3 weeks beforehand.
Weeks or days?
Weeks. But we have been talking about this for quite some time as potentially something to play either on the Patreon or just for funsies for us. But I had a good time doing it over on Twitch. We are not live doing the remainder of this or however much further we go.
Thank goodness.
Which is good because we're going to have to pause and look up rules about every 35 seconds.
Yeah. But yeah, if you guys are ready to get back into it, I can give us a little recap and basically a full summary for Tyler, who missed the stream entirely. I guess you could have listened to the podcast, but I wouldn't put that.
You know, I'm not doing that.
It's so fun, though. I think we wouldn't have continued playing past the CritterCon, past the charity convention, if we didn't have a good time with it, you know?
Yeah, I'm very happy because I, you know, obviously anytime, you know, you have a group that's been playing like we have, and you're suggesting a whole new system, mm-hmm. Especially one that's tied to a very beloved IP, you know, I'm just like, I want it to work so bad because I'd love to do more. Oh, I hope it doesn't suck. So I was thrilled to wake up and see that you guys had enjoyed it and that it had gone well, I assume.
Yeah.
So hopefully we do more.
We likely will. I will say our good friend over on Discord, Dtreth, messaged me about playing another Renegade Games game online at some point. They also have a bunch of IP properties, but the other one I would probably be interested in playing is they have the Welcome to Night Vale.
Oh, fun.
I didn't realize that was about that one.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Renegade Games as well. They also, I think they have like Transformers and a few others, but I think Power it's Rangers. A similar system to this one, the base system. And I'll give you a brief overview of that system and a refresher for everyone. It is a very similar mechanics system, but it is a dice pool system, Tyler. So you are just rolling D6s, and it's based on basically your attribute and your skill. So if you look at your character sheet for, you're playing Kayla Rye, we'll pick something that you're really good in. Probably looks like the best in ComTech, which is like computers and technology. You are a long-haul roughneck character. Mm-hmm. Yep. The ComTech uses your wits attribute.
Which is 4.
Yes, so that's one of your highest, and your ComTech ability is 3. So if you click on that to roll it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll ask if you want to add in some modifiers. You just roll it straight. You'll see what comes up is a wow, Tyler, a number of boxes. It looks like you've failed.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
The rolls. You have a stress of two, which we'll talk about, but you rolled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 D6, and you failed to get a single six. I guess you also
failed to get any ones.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's a good roll in any other game besides this, because you're not rolling ones, but all you need to do on a lot of rolls is roll a single success. 1 6.
Okay. Surely you can do that, Tyler, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like Star Trek Adventures in that it's like its success is not, you know, above it. Well, I guess it's those specific numbers, but yeah.
But if you roll two successes, it's extra good, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes if you roll multiples, you could do like
stunts.
Yeah, that's what it's called in this game. The stress that you have accumulated, your character kind of at the in NPC mode under my control has accumulated two stress by what has happened in the adventure. The stress adds to all of your skill checks. So the more stress you're under, the more dice you roll. So the more chances for a success you have, because you can roll successes on those stress dice. But if you roll a one on the stress dice, you begin to panic and you have to roll on a panic table. And
I see that
panicking is not good. Panicking, yeah, you could like a freak 15 out.
A 15 plus in panic is you just go catatonic.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Stare blankly into oblivion. Wow.
Yeah. So we'll start coming. Most everyone has like two or three stress right now. It's not a ton.
Okay.
There are things you could do to reduce that. But what happened? Do you guys remember what happened during our previous game or game on the CritterCon 8 stream?
I remember making a very good pitch that we should go back to the ship, and that was entirely nullified by a single roll from Drew. Thanks, Drew. Now you're on the ship.
I remember that none of my crew members understand the value of what we have and that we can go down as company heroes and all make a lot of freaking money. But
nobody makes money. Nobody makes money when the company that makes money, Drew. We just get aliens in our butts.
Oh, is that where they go? Oh, man.
In this one, they go in your butts.
We did determine that. That bathroom was wrecked.
That's how it works in this one.
Yeah. So, Tyler, in this universe, aliens, they're not called face huggers in this world. They're called butt chuggers.
That's right.
What?
Oh, my God. Somehow. More scary. No,
there's a whole nest of boofers in here. you're gonna boof a baby in my butt. No.
Oh my goodness. You guys just need to get like some Halloween masks and start wearing them on your backside and try to fool those pesky face huggers.
My wife has a little like cute stuffy version of a face hugger, and like, you know, she's had it for a while. And when my daughter was let's say 1.5, maybe, she was like barely speaking, but she's just like, we were like in the next room and we just heard her go, "Oh, puppy." We look in and she's like got the face hugger and she's just like putting it on her face.
It really, it's form fitting.
She could tell that that's supposed to go on your face.
Just something about it.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I don't find the xenomorphs really creepy at all, but the facehuggers are, I think, one of the creepiest designs in the, I mean, because they're like, what if we took spiders and creepy witch hands and like
and thrusting motions.
and anacondas that squeeze your neck, and
that's right, anacondas and spiders and like, oh, they've got God. Knuckles, and also it's sexual assault.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, the absolute next thing that's going to happen is you're going to find a face sucker. But no, you guys are the crew of the USCS Montero. USCSS. Montero, which the last thing that happened in our adventure is it self-destructed. For some reason, its mother determined that it had a critical failure. You didn't take much damage in linking up with the USCSS Cronus. But the first thing that happened, Tyler, was you guys were woken out of cryosleep years before you were to get to your payload drop-off location because the computer had picked up an SOS from a starship out in space. And you guys have determined it to be what is has been bandied about for over 70 years as a ghost ship. The Cronus disappeared, and there's been no high, no interaction with it. No one has seen it for three quarters of a century. So your mission was to basically, well, threefold. Your priorities were recover scientific data and samples from the Cronus. It was launched in the year 2110, and it was a science vessel, like an exploratory science vessel. So recover the scientific data and samples. Your second priority, escort the Cronus to Anchorhead or a Weyland-Yutani facility. And the third priority is save any crew members on the Cronus, if anyone's still alive. You guys have the floor plans. Do you still have access to see the floor plans of the...
I can only see the one hallway I'm sort of looking down.
Well, no, that's intentional.
No, there are the floor plans plan is in the separate, document.
Yeah, there
it is. Oh, I see. Cool.
Yeah, it says all players, so I think everybody has access to it.
Yeah, it's nice.
So we are currently on deck A, is that right?
Yeah, so you guys came on board and the lights were out, life support was out, and as you began exploring, you went down to deck B, I believe, and went to the bridge, there's parts of the bridge that were destroyed. You saw maybe signs of a fight there. The holo display table was like melted and wrecked and left there. And as soon as you did, the power came back on, almost like the ship was reacting to you. You went to the armory nearby, right by the front of the bridge, and it is mostly picked over.
Mostly.
You found a dead body that it looked like a deformed human with arms that were too long, gangly arms, and it seemed like they had shot themselves with a shotgun. So someone picked up a shotgun, I believe. And then heading down to the Psy Labs, your top priority, you found what looked like some large black urns and a big old pile of black goo. I believe you took an urn. Is that right?
We took one of the urns. And I think didn't we also at some point find a key to the mother room on the ship?
Yes. And then when you went back there, that is when you got a 5-minute warning that the Montero was going to self-destruct. And as you race back over, Tyler, your character seemingly devoted to getting some of your cargo off of the Montero and onto the Cronus risked her life in order to do so. And this is one of the
a little bit stressed out.
This is one of the roles that I believe I told you guys when I was prepping this game that it's like, oh yeah, if you critically fail at this, these very dangerous containers crack and explode and you immediately die. So I was like, well, we'll see if Tyler has a character to play here. But if you look, the last role of the game indeed was me rolling for Kayla Rye, a heavy machinery role to move some of them onto a little skiff and move it over to Cronus. And that is where we are starting this adventure. The five of you back on the Cronus, I believe maybe just getting through the airlock again is Captain Vanessa Miller. Is that right, Jert?
Probably. No, not and Vanessa. Yes. Am I Vanessa?
Oh.
I don't know my first name.
I am
Vanessa Miller.
Doesn't it show on your character right here?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, well, it does now.
Oh, okay. And Kylo Ray, you guys.
It does now that I'm looking at it.
Everyone is back on board the Cronus. You guys have your suits still on, your space suits, and hopefully you can kind of see each other now. I believe we left with Lyran Cham still holding on to the big black urn and Leah Davis in the mother room.
Leah Davis, I...
Drew, did you want to be in there as well?
Yes, I definitely wanted to be in the mother room.
I think you want to be in the room with the urn. I think you carry the urn around now.
I have written down that we found that the mother on the Cronus has a locked file known as Special Order 966. Does that mean something?
I bet it does. If you wrote Probably it does. Down.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, so you guys join up together. Your ship has self-destructed, and now you are stuck in space on board a dead ship, basically. You've also have seen and heard things crawling around, including what looked to be a former human, one of these freakishly long-armed humanoids wandering around by the science bays. You are able to avoid its notice as you made your way back to Mother, but it's still there. It's still wandering around, probably. So what would you guys like to do?
So is the Mother online now?
Yes. Power seems to be returning to the ship.
And we asked
Would we like to happened? Ask, yeah, are there logs or something that she can tell us about?
For this ship?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Do you have a question you want to ask?
Mother, tell us the last day of active personal logs.
You see, you know, it's MU-TH-UR, Mother 2000 mainframe coming online. And it says, you know, maybe log files missing. Please return captain and crew to stations. And it lists out like a number of things that need to be repaired on the Cronos, including there seems to be a problem with the cyclers, the air scrubbers in the central air scrubber shaft, problems with electrical bits and things and like the bulkheads. But yeah, it's going through like a whole list of wake up procedures still. You know, you guys have only been on the Cronos for about an hour or so, I think. So not a long amount of time. And it supposedly has been asleep or in a very low power mode for the better part of a century.
Yeah, it's going great. It's going great.
Currently, the temperature is rising as it seems to, with the power turned back on the ship and lights turning back on.
It's rising in a good way, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, it was probably close to, you know, freezing on board.
Super cold, Tim.
Yeah. I mean, technically, there is still air on the ship, but it has not been circulated for a long, long time. So you would not do well to take your helmets off. Be very, very heavy. So yeah, it doesn't seem to want to give you a list of logs. It has nothing major. Like if you go back and look mandatory, it's like, you know, the last captain log didn't seem to denote anything of super importance.
Mother, can you give us a crew manifest?
That it can with, I think, a comtech check. Just a quick computer's check to use the key card and put in the correct, you know, this is a 70-ish year old computer, so maybe some of the commands you have to type in are a little DOS-y, a little more technical.
I mean, to be fair, the entirety of the Alien Universe's computer systems look pretty DOS-y.
Oh my god, I love them so much. I love the clacky keyboards I got. I love everything about them.
I have a +1 in Comtech, and I guess I'm the only one that's in here that can do that.
Well you guys are all reunited now, so yeah, if we want to make Tyler embarrass himself once more. Tyler, do you want to get in there and get on the keys?
No. Rye might be like, oh, if you want to look up who we're supposed to be babysitting, have fun with that. Did you see all those repair logs that came up?
Yeah,
and this is our only ship, so... You know,
hey, settle down. There's a whole room of cryopods back there. It's possible that we might.
Did you even see if they're operational?
Well, we're getting there. there, man. We're getting there.
We should have gotten back on our own ship.
Well, I'd like to get there a lot faster than find out whatever dead people are probably floating on this ship.
Hey, hey, this whole ship is a treasure trove. You guys just can't see it yet, but I can. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to look. And, you know, Ray will come in there and do whatever command you want. And she's like, oh, I'm sure that treasure is going to look really good on me while I'm dead on this forsaken piece of metal.
Sounds like you're freaking out, Tyler, already. First roll of the game.
And to be fair, you were on the other ship the whole time. You haven't seen any of the aliens yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Another 9d6. Is this working correctly? All right, so that was technically a failure. Computer does not respond to you. But can you just roll it another time just to make sure we haven't broken something in roll 20?
Isn't there a thing where you can push it or something and roll again?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Tyler, if you want to invite a stress point, you can push any roll one time and re-roll.
I must be doing something.
Basically, all your failures.
Gotcha.
So if you need, like, if you have one success and you want more than one, you can keep that one and then push again. Okay.
I mean, like...
Is it working?
I need to see one success. Okay, this can't be possible. This can't be. I mean, that was real.
Oh, no.
That was real. How that can't? It can't. You can't. Like, so for you at home, that was one. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4 attempts.
Y'all, that's pretty bad.
So to be fair,
zero, nothing, no ones. No
to be
sixes.
Fair. I don't think the ones actually show on the black dice.
Oh, okay. Well, that does make more sense. But
I think it's only the sixes. But still, you rolled
wild on my best. My best.
You rolled 36 d6 and did not roll a single six.
In these test rolls. Can we scrub all that and just pretend like my first roll was this one that I actually did something?
No. No, it's much funnier that your character just cannot access this old computer and it's like file log not found. But as you're wasting time and precious suit air time in your guys's spacesuits, Mother sends it has like a bank of screens in this small computer room, sends a message across them, and then you hear a old-timey computer voice coming out of the speakers that says, "Warning, cryo chambers deactivated."
What is that? Is that the beds that we have to sleep in?
When they're activated, that means that they are in sleep mode. Deactivated means that they're probably waking on up.
We should go talk to those guys and see what's up.
Well, let's see. We are okay. So if we're at Mother, cryo is all the way on the other end of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
On the same level or a different level?
On the same level.
Well, yeah, it's just in the back part of
pretty much
a deck.
So I guess we can either. There's no remote access to the status from here?
Remote access. Probably you can give some commands. Did you want to try to do something from Mother?
Yeah, if I can access the kind of the cryopod records, like when they were last initiated and what the life signs were before deactivation, that would be nice.
Well, I think you can get that from kind of looking over the pod like tracking data as they open up here. Let me take a look, see if. Do you want to roll a medical aid check?
Sure, Patrick. Keep embarrassing me.
Mm-hmm.
I swear. Okay, I've succeeded and panicked.
Excellent, excellent. So we've got a good amount of rules to go over here.
Oops. I'll roll a d6.
Yes. Do you have the panic rules?
Yes, I do.
There.
Panic rules.
Panic.
Search. At low levels like this, it's 2 plus whatever you roll in the d6. Basically, if you roll a 4 more, I think you start panicking.
So I rolled a 3, so I've kept it together barely.
Yes.
Which is kind of how I was role playing it. So that's, I'm glad that all
that fits. Worked yeah.
out. Yeah. As you get over this, you know that back when this ship was launched, this was very high tech. This ship was like a state of the art Weyland-Yutani vessel. But even back then, the same as now, they recommend that you do not go into hypersleep for more than a decade. Like anything past a decade is dangerous.
You're gonna be like soup when you come out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I don't think you are ever like completely frozen. I think it just like slows down all of your internal processes to like a sliver of what they would be. So like 10 years might feel like a week in a coma or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But 75 years would be like their bodies might be in trouble. Yeah. So looking over this, you're like, oh my goodness, they're still alive, says the computer, but you don't have any information on their names or anything. Do you guys want to head down there as a crew, as a team?
Yeah, let's go see. Maybe they've got some answers for us.
Well, we don't need everybody going down there. We have parts of this ship that we need to get
you stay here
up and running.
Who's the best repair person?
I think it's you. Maybe. Maybe
you're Miles. Someone's got to be. What's my best buddy? Yeah, what's my best buddy, Cham? What are you, Cham?
I am. So that would be
heavy machinery.
Plus three.
Okay, you're the best. You're the best structural person. And I'm the best computer person.
Talk it out amongst yourself. Who wants to go where? I'll be right back.
Well, what about medical? Who's good at medical?
I think that I should be there when the crew wakes up to explain to them what the situation is from company perspective.
You're the grease that keeps all the bad decisions going, Drew. I get that.
Yeah. All right. I've got six in medical aid. I can do that.
Oh, you have six. Oh, okay. Nice. That's your total. The two scores combined.
That's the two combined. Yeah.
Okay. So you're the best at. Because I have a five, so you're best, I'm second. And if these people are super atrophied, we should, you and I should definitely go.
We'll eat them for nourishment.
Yeah, and then I guess if Drew, I don't know, is your character really worried about repairs? Are they worried about more about repairs or about the people?
So I think that, I mean, personally, he's worried about the people, but we've got to get this ship back to Anchorhead. Mm-hmm. That was our order. And if we can wake up the crew and get the crew to let us understand what happened here and, you know, maybe help us out with these repairs because they know the ship better than anybody. You know, I'm here to help grease the wheels to get that process done.
Getting greasy.
So it sounds like we kind of all want to go.
Yeah.
All right. I can move you down there quickly if you want.
We all want to go, but I don't really understand why everybody, like, if we have somebody that could go be working on something, they should go be working on something. Time is money.
What was your name again? I forget. Your name, John Wilson?
Yes.
Is that you, John Wilson? John Wilson. J. Listen, John J. Wilson. We all saw that crazy with the huge arms over there shuffling around. We should probably stick together.
Look, it didn't notice
a crazy thing with huge arms.
I forgot to mention. Yeah, we saw a huge crazy thing with the crazy arms.
Look, it didn't notice.
What do you mean crazy arms?
Crazy thing.
Like hurt arms?
No. Like big weird arms. Big weird arms. Big weird arms.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm not wandering a ship with crazy big weird armed creatures making repairs by myself.
It didn't notice us. It left us alone.
Yeah. No.
Manipulation roll.
This is going to be just like last time when Jabert's character was making orders and then you came in and
that's two successes.
Thwarted them.
Oh, man. Sounds like he's about to stunt on this stupid space cowboy, Kyla.
How does manipulation rolls work?
Great question, Drew.
I don't know.
Take it away.
You roll it, Drew.
Hold on. I got the skills. I got skills, like, open.
I gotta open up the right page. Hang on.
Hang on. I've also got to go to the right page for looking at the skills. Oh boy.
To make another person see things your way, make an opposed roll for manipulation. Your chances are affected by your negotiating position. If you succeed, your adversary must either do what you want or immediately attack you physically.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good option.
Yeah. So that means that, Tyler, you would make the opposed
roll. I also need to make an opposed.
Let's see. I guess that would be manipulation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which obviously I'm way worse than Drew at this.
Master manipulator.
We'll find out if you clobber him with a wrench. That clobber him with a wrench.
Oh my gosh, Kayla said
what
no.
What happens in the event of ties? So let's.
You don't succeed, Drew. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's I don't fail either.
It stinks when you do your good thing, and then somebody else comes along and is like, "I'll oppose that."
Yeah, just as your adversary won't listen,
bad feeling.
You want they might start to dislike you or even attack you.
Okay, so you don't have to attack him then.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Fine. I get it. Everybody, cool out.
I should mention that Mr. John G. Wilson was a pretty late addition from Weyland-Yutani onto your guys' ship to make sure that this shipment that you were getting across the universe got there on time, on schedule, and was taken care of. So you're kind of the interloper here, Drew, a little bit, but there might be a reason, you know, why you don't have as much pull.
No interloping. I'm just here to check the crew out. You know, it's review time. You know, it's that season. Everybody just calm down.
Review season time is what they call it.
Yeah, I think Rye just ends up like,
you know, we call it sweeps week.
Is like goes to leave and just like hands you just a random like hand tool and is like, if you want to fix it, here you go. And then just, you know, kind of walks in the direction of the cryo.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Who's leading the way? The lights are coming up here in A deck. Maybe there's some that are flickering every once in a while, but it's still pretty small hallway. So it's mostly single file.
Well, you know, some of us have guns. Who's got a gun? I feel like you should go first.
I have a gun.
I think I have a gun. Let's see. I think I might have the shotgun. Where did I
have a pulse
down?
Rifle.
Did somebody else get the shotgun? I didn't
Miles get a gun?
I think maybe Miles
got it.
Miles has an urn.
No, I got...
I need that too. But...
Did you get the wrench?
Yeah, I got some sort of blunt weapon.
All right, let's see here.
Because I'm proficient more in close combat.
I could have sworn that I, yeah.
You guys can jostle the weapons around now if you want.
Yeah, I'll carry the shotgun. I got, because I remember like writing down that I had like a bunch of like shells for it. All right, let's do it.
I feel so naked. I have nothing.
None of us did until we got on the ship. So maybe we'll find more. Okay.
Tyler, your last character had no armor until the last book.
That's fair. Yeah, well, I was trying to kill that character. This character I'm trying to keep alive.
Yeah, let's see.
So, Captain Miller, do you want to go out in front?
Yeah, I'll take the lead.
I think if we do find survivors, it would be good for the captain to be the one to greet them.
Let's see. What is the difference? Okay, this is ranged combat. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll walk. I remember seeing that crazy looking arm thing, so I'm going to keep my weapon at the ready, but I will lead the way.
Right. So as you guys are going, I think, what's the perception check we want to do?
Is it observation? Is that?
Probably. I think so. And I think who wants to make it and everyone else can basically aid them, which means you get a additional dice for everybody that's on the lookout.
Is it wits that goes with that?
Yeah, it's wits, yeah. I've got four.
Okay, I have a five.
I have a five as well.
Dang.
All right, I'm going to aid Rebecca because she's got a gun.
I will also aid.
Yeah, I think all I have is the cutting torch, if I'm not mistaken.
Rebecca, go ahead and roll basically 9, I believe, or plus 4, basically.
Plus 4?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Okay. That's bunch of successes.
Wow, Rebecca's good at rolling dice. I'm shocked. This is
that means I can stunt, right?
Depends on how many extras that you have.
Yeah, I gotta look some stuff up in the book real quick.
So like it depends. Yeah, if the difficulty is, you know, one or two, then yeah, you could maybe stunt depending on what's available. I don't know what stunt is for observation rolls though.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, is it coming for me? Are there more of them close by? How do I get in past away?
Oh, there you go.
Those are the stunts for observation.
Oh, I need the actual physical book.
I always get scared when it says on failure that the GM can feed you false information. That's that always puts some deep-seated fear.
Sorry, I don't think it was Alien RPG is Free League.
It's Free League, yeah.
But maybe I was mixing it up. I think Renegade does do the whatchamacallit, because I was just looking
at Night Vale.
And they, yeah. Free League has, they don't have Transformers. They have Blade Runner, which is another game that I was interested in playing after this one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Okay. One moment here. There's a
new Planet of the Apes that just came out.
That's fun. Oh, and the one that I think I first saw them do was the, gosh, what's the Scandinavian artist?
Oh, the Simon Stålenhag game?
We talked about, yeah, the worlds that he made. And there's a couple games, I think, based on his artwork.
Something of the Void.
Oh, Free League also does Tales from the Loop. Nice.
That's what I'm thinking of, Tales from the Loop. Okay. Okay. Rebecca, as you're maybe the most observant of your gang here, you see up ahead, and I'll move you to the hallway where we're looking, just at the edge of your vision. Shoop, shoop. Okay, you guys can all see one another right here.
Yep.
Yes.
Straight line. Perfect.
Yeah, about 60 feet away in a door that you've previously opened, going down towards this hallway. You saw what looked like a creature on all fours, maybe the size of a dog, running across the hallway here. You're like 90% sure. It definitely felt like something from a Tool video, like almost claymation style. Its movement did not look natural. A small gray creature moving in this direction, just from starboard to port side.
Good, 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 good.
And that is the hallway you need to get to get down to the cryopods.
Does it seem to have run down a hallway, like off to the right, up ahead?
I think there's, what are these on the map? The end of the hallway. Elevator changes. Where are the little up and down arrows?
What are the little up and down arrows?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone has the map key up in front of them.
I have the map in front of them, yeah.
Let's see, up and down arrow. Yeah, there's elevators on either side of this hallway.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I don't think you went down there before because the power was off. But
yeah, do we know if those elevators are now active? I guess we'll
figure that out. If the power is up on the ship, they should be, unless there's some kind of mechanical problem. They would be able to take you between the various decks before you're having to climb down the junction stairwell. Junction ladder. Teach
you not to use an elevator in an emergency.
So we think the dog thing can use an elevator? I mean,
it could certainly use the elevator shaft.
I mean, it's probably just a cat. They crawl into cryopods all the time.
You think a dog thing is a cat?
Well, I should
say... That doesn't make any sense!
Really, just Leah Davis saw this, and obviously you share that you saw something up ahead, Rebecca.
Yeah.
All right, I ready my gun and hold it upright. Hold it up and walk forward cautiously.
I think that the two of us should stand side by side in walking up with our rifles.
Yeah, because it looks cooler.
Well, that way we can watch both sides of the hallway because we're coming up on a long hallway.
Well, that makes sense.
You look right. Yeah, that too. I'll look left.
Yeah, I'll look this way.
Okay. Yeah, as you peer down this hallway that runs the width of the ship, basically, you indeed see personnel elevators on both sides at the end of the hallway.
Personal elevators, how fancy.
Personnel.
Wow.
There is, what else are these symbols?
Who is there's personnel? An
intercom panel here. And there's an access terminal over here to your guys' right, left on the overhead map that we're looking at.
Right. Where should I do it? An access terminal?
You know, computer access, like, you know, open up this door, what have you. It's a comm tech kind of thing. But as you look down in both directions at the same time, you do not see any creature. You don't see anything.
All right. I guess I'll nudge the button with my elbow on the elevator.
Oh, you want to go to the elevator?
Wait, isn't that where we're
going?
No,
we're going to the cryopods.
You need to hang a left. You need to hang a left.
If you're going on the elevator, go down and get this power back on.
I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna go to the other place.
I'm going to turn the power off.
I'll be right back.
Get the scrubbers working. Don't turn the power off.
If the
power's on, why can't we see anything?
Because your vision only extends to what you can see.
Okay. Can you guys, if you move across the hallway here, can you see the cryo rooms off this little hallway?
It's covered in black.
Yeah.
I think.
There's a big black rectangle directly over those.
Is there? That's weird.
No, I don't like that. I don't like the way you said that.
Oh, this is like a pre-generated map, so like I don't know.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I thought you were like, oh, that's weird. Anyway,
and then the turn order came up. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm just clicking buttons over here.
Go.
Oh, okay, there we go.
We're in the little hallway. So there's a cryo room on our left, right, and straight ahead.
Oh, can you see it now?
Yes.
Vaguely, yes.
I can see the cryo stuff.
Okay.
Cool. I can too.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. This map had a whole bunch of stuff that was pre-generated. So I'm like, you know, learning it as well. Yeah. So as you get in here, you see these pods are all open and people are like staggering out of them, close to a dozen-ish people. I think there's...
Oh, yikes. What's the oxygen like right now?
Oh, it's not great.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not great. Shoot. All right. Each of these rooms, I think, has four pods, and only three of them are occupied in each room. You see a whole host of people that... You know, some of them are holding their heads, some of them are holding their sides, some of them are laboring to breathe, and most of them are in a fog. What would you guys like to do?
I'm going to look and see if there's any oxygen masks or other medical kind of equipment like that I can sort of give to some of these guys to help them out.
There are past the cryo rooms is an examination room, and then off those it says wardrobe. And there's like suits.
I guess I'll get them some pants.
Yeah, they normally come out of these.
So, the EVA suit storage is further south. So we'd have to go. We could go get them from storage.
Yeah, I was wondering if there's like a medical sort of thing, like
equipment. Not here. There's a med bay, I think, on another deck. But as you look around, there's a couple of these hypersleep chambers that maybe malfunctioned or something else went wrong, because you find a couple of mummified looking dead bodies.
I will take it upon myself as the captain to introduce myself to these folks and to explain they've been in cryosleep for a long time. It appears that something has malfunctioned, but we are here. They are no longer alone, if not safe.
You see a scraggly bearded Rip Van Winkle type come up to you and say, what happened? Who are you all?
We're a crew formerly of the something or other
Montero
McBomberstein. It's all blown up now, so don't worry about that. But we're a crew with the Yutani Corporation, which is good for you because we're here. It's bad for you that we don't have a way home, but maybe now that you guys are awake, we can repair some of this stuff, some of this equipment, and get this ship go worthy again. What do you say to that?